So tomorrow on the calendar is the 14th day of the month of Iyar.
Yes.
That's not really debatable. I think all calendars will agree to that. However, what might be debatable, on some calendars, they say it's Pesach Sheni, the second Passover. What's the second Passover? Pesach Sheni is in the Torah. It talks about that on Pesach Rishon, on regular Pesach, Erev Pesach, we start Erev Pesach after Chatzos, after midday, we prepare the Paschal Lamb, and we bring the Korban Pesach on the night of Pesach. So that's what the Torah tells us. So the Torah also tells us, let's say one isn't able to participate in the Pesach Rishon.
Right.
So usually that's it. So you snooze, you lose. Usually if you can't make it, that's it. However, the Torah tells us that regarding Korban Pesach, there's a special rule, we let you make it up. If you couldn't do it because of you are too far away, you couldn't get to the place on time,
nice.
Or you were tame, you weren't tar, you were defiled, you weren't pure, so therefore you couldn't bring it. So the Gemara tells us, if you're tame or derech rechoka, so then we give you a second chance. Pesach Sheni is the holiday of second chances. And we give you an opportunity, and it's only because they said, Lama Nigara, like how come we should lose? It came from them. Like if they went, if they would have said, oh, great. Well, sometimes great. I slept in, I missed it. I'm really happy I missed it, but even though I didn't plan on sleeping in, there wouldn't be a Pesach Sheni. It's only because they said, why should we lose out? Because I'm Tamei. So then it came from within, so God gave them a chance. That's why it's the holiday of second chances. So the question is, so when did they bring the Pesach Sheni? When they, on the 14th of Iyar. And the 14th of Iyar. So the question is, so it's the 14th of Iyar tomorrow. Tonight/tomorrow. So why isn't it definitely Pesach Sheni then? Like, what do you mean? So what's the issue? The issue is like this. The Minchas Chinuch raises the question. He says, I am sitting here between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. I am, it's in between. Pesach happened a while ago, and Pesach Sheni is coming up. And I'm wondering, the following question came to mind. Mehera Yibana Beis HaMikdash. Right, so the temple was built. And it was built by Pesach Sheni. Let's say the temple is built today, so tomorrow's Pesach Sheni. Would I bring a carbon tomorrow? Obviously, if status quo, there's no carbon to bring. We don't have the temple up. But hypothetically, or maybe practically, I don't know. We'll find out tomorrow if it's hypothetical or it happens. But if there's no temple up, there's nothing to talk about. But if the temple is up, would I bring a carbon on Pesach Sheni? That's what he raises. So he raises this question in different places. In one place, he says it seems to be a debate in the Jerusalem Talmud, whether you would or you wouldn't. However, the Minchas Chinuch seems to quote the Gemara, the Bavli and Psachim, which seems to say no. What do you mean no? Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
So the Minchas Chinuch writes, he says, because the law of Pesach Sheni is a community obligation, not a personal one. What do I mean? In other words, when does the halacha of Pesach Sheni apply? If the majority of the Jewish people brought a Pesach Rishon b'tahara, if the majority of Jews brought participated in the Paschal Lamb this year. So then, Pesach Sheni, on the individuals, we could talk about a makeup. So then there's a concept of Pesach Sheni. But no one brought a Pesach Rishon. We didn't have it. In other words, if the temple was up and the majority of Jews brought a Pesach Rishon, so then we entertain Pesach Sheni on an individual level. But if the majority of Jews did not bring it, in fact, if no one brought it, so there is no concept of Pesach Sheni. So the Minchas Chinuch says, even if the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, we still wouldn't bring a Karban Pesach Sheni, because there's no... The Halacha Pesach Sheni is only when the majority of Jews brought a Karban B'Tahara. And since that did not happen, therefore, according to the Minchas Chinuch, it's a misnomer. It should not say Pesach Sheni on the calendars. Many Jewish calendars write Pesach Sheni. So according to the Minchas Chinuch, it seems to be a misnomer. It's not Pesach Sheni. It's Yudalit Iyar, but there's no halacha of Pesach Sheni. So what's the practical difference today, whether we say it's Pesach Sheni or not Pesach Sheni? Well, one practical difference would be, do we say Tachanun? Do we do the Tachanun prayer tomorrow? In fact, are we going to do it at Mincha tonight? Because if you don't say Tachanun tomorrow, so the Mincha the previous day, we don't say Tachanun either. Let's say every Friday afternoon, we don't say Tachanun because we're not going to do Tachanun on Shabbos. So if you're not going to say Tachanun on Friday, then you don't say Tachanun Thursday afternoon either. So the question is, do you say Tachanun on Pesach Sheni? Well, if there's no Pesach Sheni, then why wouldn't you say Tachanun? So if you look, the Minig Ashkenaz, again, among maybe Ashkenaz, the Minig Ashkenaz in Israel could be different, and maybe in different places, but the Minig Ashkenaz, and also based on the Ezra's Torah Ruach, that's the one you have over there, they don't say not to say Tachanun, in other words, they don't mention it. So therefore, I mean, they quote, maybe others have a minig not to. I have to see what it says in there. But the Ezra's Torah Ruach quotes that the minig Ashkenaz is to say Tachanun. We do say Tachanun. Well, however, the minig Svard, and even Nusach Svard, like in Addis Israel, we will not be saying Tachanun tomorrow. And we will not be saying Tachanun tonight at Mincha, because it's so. What's so? I don't get it. If we assume the Minchas Chinuch is right, so one could argue maybe we don't go with the Min, even though it's a Gemara. We'll have to answer it. If you argue it is Pesach Sheni tomorrow, so then of course there's no Tachanun. But if you argue there, it's not Pesach Sheni, which Gemara seems to say, so why wouldn't you say Tachanun? So even if you assume there's not Pesach Sheni, the Minig Svad is like a Zecher LaMikdash. We do things to remember the good old days. You're right. It's true, technically speaking, there's no Pesach Sheni because Rov B'nei Yisrael did not bring the Karban Pesach B'Tahara. But as we want to give us reminders that we still Kavod and with Mitzapeh, the Beis HaMikdash. So we do things, many things we do Zecher LaMikdash, like on Pesach, we said, like Hillel, we have the Korach sandwich, or perhaps Sviras HaOmer. There are different mitzvahs we do in order to, you know, to keep the memory going. So it seems to be Ashkenaz, no Pesach Sheni, no reason not to do Tachanun. But the Svardim, Nusach Svard says, yeah. And also maybe some Ashkenaz in Eretz Yisrael, maybe in Chutz La'aretz. So they say it's a Zecher LaMikdash. And therefore, of course, it's not Pesach Sheni, but Tachanun's only a minute, so it's a good custom not to say Tachanun, to say, why are we saying Tachanun? Because with Mehera Yibana Beis HaMikdash, so it seems to be a machlokes Ashkenaz Svard. And to conclude, there's a interesting minhag of is a minhag to is a minhag in Breuers. That's like the Yekis, they're from Germany, what that's the original Kehila. They're minhag, even though interesting they're Ashkenaz, but they have a lot of minhagi svard, but nevertheless apparently they have an interesting minhag. So we discussed two minhagim, either minhag Ashkenaz, it's a regular day, like Yudavin regular. And minhag svard is you don't say tachanun, starting from mincha tonight. So the Breuers community has a different minhag. The minhag is they'll say tachanun tonight at mincha. They'll say tachanun. See, you wouldn't. See, tomorrow won't be recognizable because no one. See, none of us will be saying tachanun tomorrow at mincha because it's Erev Shabbos. But let's assume it wasn't Friday. If it wasn't Friday, minhag Ashkenaz would say tachanun, and Breuers would not. So what's the reason for the Breuers minhag that they say tachanun in the morning but not in the afternoon? And the reason is because tomorrow's Yud Daled. So if we take the 14th of Nisan, nothing happened on that day. You didn't start preparing for the Karban Pesach until after Chatzos. So therefore, the morning Yud Daled Nisan is regular, so Yud Daled Iyar is regular, even though we don't say Tachanun on Nisan because it's the month of Nisan. So therefore, the minhag in Breuers is they'll say Tachanun in the morning, they won't do Tachanun in the afternoon because they want to, as a Zechel Amikdash, or to remember, since that's when the Karban Pesach was prepared. So you have different minhagim. Some don't say tachanun at all. Some say tachanun all the whole day. And this year, no one's going to say it at mincha because it's Friday. But the minhag of Breuers is though they would say tachanun the shacharis, but not in mincha because after mincha, that's the time already they used on Pesach Rishon. They were preparing for the Karban Pesach.